Jewish synagogue in Berlin firebombed with Molotov cocktails. By Breitbart London on October 18, 2023. Berlin, AP, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz strongly condemned a firebomb assault on a synagogue in Berlin on Wednesday, saying we will never accept when attacks are carried out against Jewish institutions. Assailants threw two Molotov cocktails early Wednesday at the synagogue in the center of the German capital, police said, as anti-Semitic incidents in the country have been rising following the violent escalation in the Middle East. Unknown persons threw two Molotov cocktails from the street, the Kahal Adas Yisrael community wrote on X, formerly Twitter. Dozens of police officers were investigating in front of the synagogue in the city's Mida neighborhood, and the entire street next to the building was cordoned off and blocked for traffic. Police said they were investigating an attempted serious arson in which two people approached the synagogue by foot at 3:45 a.m. and threw two Molotov cocktails, which burst on the sidewalk next to the building. The two people, their faces covered, ran away. A couple of hours later, when police were already investigating the incident, a 30-year-old man approached the synagogue on a scooter, threw it aside and tried running toward the building. When police officers detained him, he resisted and shouted anti-Israeli slogans. "We are all shocked by this terrorist attack," Germany's leading Jewish group, the Central Council of Jews, said in a statement. "Above all, the families from the neighborhood around the synagogue are shocked and unsettled. Words become deeds. Hamas' ideology of extermination against everything Jewish is also having an effect in Germany." The building complex of the Kahal Adas Yisrael community in the center of Berlin houses a synagogue, a kindergarten, a yeshiva school and a community center. Police also said there were riots overnight between Muslim immigrants and police in the city's Neukölln and Kreuzberg neighborhoods and at Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate, in which several officers were injured. Scholz, who was speaking to reporters during a trip to Egypt on Wednesday, said that Germany would not accept violent and anti-Semitic protests and that the protection of Jewish institutions would be further increased. "It outrages me personally what some of them are shouting and doing. And I am convinced that Germany's citizens are of the same opinion as me," Scholz said. "We stand united for the protection also of Jews in Germany," the chancellor added. Shlomo Afanasov, a rabbi and longtime member of the Kahal Adas Yisrael community, said he was shocked by the attack. "I go to the synagogue since 2006. And I always go with my kippah on," he told the Associated Press. "We felt until today very safe here. And never thought something like this could happen in this area. In the middle of Berlin." Afanasov added that he would wear a baseball hat from now on to cover his skull cap because "I don't want to be openly Jewish outside, because it doesn't feel safe anymore. Unfortunately." Following Hamas' brutal attack on Israel on October 7 and the subsequent war in Gaza, police have increased security for Jewish institutions in Berlin and all over Germany. Still, Israeli flags that were flown as a sign of solidarity in front of city halls all over the country have been torn down and burned. Several buildings in Berlin where Jews live had the Star of David painted on doors and walls. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.